is strong. Strong enough to take the pain inflicted again and again. What do they call me? My name is Aunt Sarah. Skin is yellow. My hair is long.
Okay, so that is Michaela Harrison singing Four Women off of her new CD, Listen to the Music. We are very happy to have Michaela Harrison in the studio with us today. And let me just read a little of her bio before we begin with her. She began singing in the Baptist church at the age of 5. And when you listen to her sing, you can tell that she's been singing for that long. Her musical style incorporates her gospel roots as well as a diverse range of genres, including jazz, blues, R&B, soul, samba, MPB. MPB?
That's música popular brasileira. It's popular Brazilian music, like Brazilian pop, basically.
Okay, well, now we learned something new. And African traditional music. As a protege of Bernice Johnson Regan, founder of Sweet Honey in the Rock, Michaela is well-versed in spirituals, work songs, and African-American protest music from the civil rights era. With a 4-octave range and a vocal quality that runs the gamut from pristine sweetness to fiercely powerful belting, Michaela has often been compared to such greats as Minnie Riperton and Mahalia Jackson, though she maintains a signature style that distinguishes her voice as easily recognizable no matter what she is singing. All right. Her soulful, heartfelt delivery of both covers and original music has often moved audiences to tears. Welcome, Michaela.
Thank you, Gaiji.
Let's start, because we were just reading from some Freedom Summer. Let's start with your being mentored by Sweet Honey in the Rock and Bernice. What's the middle?
Bernice Johnson Regan.
Johnson Regan.
Yes. Well, I'm from D.C. originally. I've been here 12 years, but grew up in D.C. and had the blessing of working with Bernice Johnson Regan in her home office and doing some work for Sweet Honey in the Rock and sort of being folded into that family in my younger years. And she was pivotal and so influential in terms of exposing me to the music of the civil rights movement and the importance of the centrality of music to the cause of social change, and like really something that I always understood, but really gave me a much deeper intellectual and kind of spiritual grounding in the necessity of having music as an integral part of work for social change.
Wow, thank you. I'm sure that was an amazing experience, having being mentored by someone.
Yes.
And getting, that's a great foundation to get as well. And so your currency to listen to the music is obviously because that is your work. That's what your work is rooted in. How does that continue that on that legacy?
Well, I feel like my work is healing work. You know, I identify as a healer. And so what I seek to do through my music is to heal individually, collectively. And so the songs that I choose to sing are songs that are healing for me. It's music that's healing for me to move through my body. And it's music that is sent forward with the intention of having a healing effect on those who listen to it. And so it's a little bit different in terms of, I mean, I definitely am focused on social change and progressive movement, and I put my voice to that action as much as I possibly can. And the things that I've recorded on this album aren't necessarily protest music or freedom songs, but I believe strongly in the vibration of intention. And so there's a general intention of healing to the music that I do. And that's what the CD is about, saying, listen to the music. The music has the power to heal. The music has the power to change things. And that's the core of the message that I got from Bernice Johnson Regan, who was one of the original Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee Freedom Singers.
Well, I mean, you could also very much look at healing as a form of resistance as well.
Oh, absolutely. You know. Absolutely. It's just a different context than what we've been talking about in terms of like some very focused type of political organizing, you know? And I think that is important because a lot of people see the music as something that's kind of layered on top or extra, but it's very integral. And that's exactly what I got from my work with Dr. Regan and Sweet Honey and the Rock. Like, no, actually none of this would have happened without the music. Like, if you really look at the civil rights movement, for example, just one example, it would not have happened without the music. Like, people would not have been able to accomplish what they accomplished without coming together, raising their voices, singing, shifting the vibration in the spaces they occupied, that the music was really a very central part of making that movement effective.
That you're just making me think about like music today and our movement today. How do you do we have besides, you know, you're doing this healing music, which I think is part of, you know, that which helps to fuel folks like me and like, you know, yourself when you're doing political work and other folks. I recognize the necessity to inject the healing into that movement work, because it definitely is needed in organizing spaces, because there is even a lot of sickness that's there. But do you feel like we have this the same kind of like musical core behind this movement today that we had back then?
No, I don't, and I think in part we don't have a movement today. I think that's one of the things, is that there's so many sort of pieces of the puzzle that sort of connect, but don't necessarily connect, you know? And I mean, it's kind of a symptom of the reality that we're in today, you know, where there are so many divergent issues. And I guess people just focus on what they're able to focus on, or what's immediately relevant to them, or what they're passionate about. And so I think there's not enough unity among the various movements for social change. That's one thing. And then I do think that the entertainment industry has hijacked music to a great extent, so that younger generations of people don't have this concept of music as something that can be accessible and available in an organic way. That's not, you know, you don't have to buy it. You don't have to have any equipment to access it. It's something. Now, there are certainly artists who are living that reality, but in terms of that being an integral part of social change movements today, I think it's much less than it used to be 50 years ago.
Yeah, it's you saying that makes me think of the consumption of capitalism and how it's done the same thing to the movement, right?
Exactly.
It's professionalized it in this way where people are not actually challenging the power structure and looking at ways in which we actually transform the way the power functions.
But that's why I love to do community sings. I love to, you know, work with groups of people and encourage people to sing together, because, you know, it reminds people that like this is not something that costs money. You don't have to have training in this. You don't have to have a professional quality voice to be able to open up your mouth and sing. And whenever there's a group of people in a room together and they raise their voices in song, something changes. You know, the vibration in the room changes and they can feel it. I do it with kids. I do it with adults. And I say, okay, check in with the space. How do things feel right now? And then after we sing together, I say, check in with this space again. And how does it feel? Mm. It feels different. Everybody can feel it. And that's the power of the vibration of music. It's something that is beyond entertainment. It's something that's beyond something that makes you feel good. There's actually a vibrational shift that music brings. So when people come together and they put the vibration of their individual voice with the vibration of other voices combined with the vibration of a shared intention, that's something very, very powerful that has the actual ability to bring about social change. Mm. And it's something that we're missing out on because we're using it much less than the people who came before us did.
Yeah. So because we only have a few minutes left, I definitely want to get to, thank you for bringing it back to what you do in your music. So tell us a little bit about kind of the production of Listen to the Music.
Well, I had a great time producing this CD. It's a lot of great musicians on it. Alexei Marti, an amazing Cuban percussionist and composer, worked with me in producing it. Incredible musicians, Monica McIntyre on cello and vocals, Joy Clark on guitar, Todd Duke, great jazz guitarist, Ian Villafana, another great jazz guitarist, Gary Washington and Pat Casey on bass, Julian Addison on drums. I mean, the list goes on. Curtis Pierre and Masu Peter from Casa Samba. So there's quite a bit of jazz. There's several Brazilian songs and a lot of songs with Brazilian influence. I've spent a lot of time in Brazil, and so that definitely comes through in my music. And it is about letting the music uplift you. That's kind of the focus of this CD. It brought me through a really intense period of healing and transformation in my life, and it's sort of my record of that and my way of sharing it with the world. So,
yeah. And it is a beautiful CD. Where did you record?
At Esplanade Studios, right at Esplanade and Broad. It's an old converted church, which is a beautiful space. I could not have been happier with recording there. Really great experience. Hmm.
And some of the musicians, I don't know about all of them, but some of them you'd perform with.
Yes, regularly. Joy, Clark, actually most of them are people that I perform with regularly. Definitely Joy, Todd, Ian, Alexei, Monica. In fact, I play Thursday evenings at Cafe Istanbul in the Healing Center. Thursdays from 7 to 10. So tomorrow night, Ian Villafana will be there with me. And next week we have a special show kind of pumping things up for an Essence Festival. I'll be joined by Joy Clark on guitar, Monica McIntyre on cello, and Alexei Marti on percussion. So we're going to have a lot of fun next Thursday. Yeah.
Yes. And if you have not had heard Michaela sing and change the vibration in the room, you definitely must. I do remember one of the first times that I saw you perform. This may even be the first time, first or second. It was at Ashe, and you did a cappella and kind of had the audience provide you with some of the background. Mm-hmm. And it was the command you had on your voice was so mesmerizing, and just the power that you. Oh, I was blown away.
Oh, thank you.
And it's wonderful to have you in my life as a friend. So where else do you perform around the city?
I play sometimes at the Irvin Mayfield's Jazz Playhouse in the Royal Sonesta. Mm-hmm. I'll actually be there this Saturday night with Alexei Marti's group, Irvin Minds. I do Miss Jean's Corner Courtyard sometimes on the corner of Esplanade and Frenchman. Mm-hmm. I'll be there Sunday from 12 to 3. And I do a lot of events at the Ashe Center as well. I'll be participating in the Ma'afa next Saturday morning at Congo Square.
Oh, tell people a little bit about that.
Yes, it's a commemoration of the Middle Passage, which for those who don't know or aren't familiar with the term, is the crossing over of captured Africans coming across the Atlantic Ocean to the Americas into slavery. And so that journey on ships across the ocean is called the Middle Passage. And so the Ma'afa is a commemoration that happens in many places around the country. And the Ma'afa here happens always July 4th weekend. And it's at 7 a.m. at Congo Square. It begins at Congo Square. And there's prayer, there's drumming, there's ritual work, and then there's a procession that moves through Treme and the French Quarter to various points of historical relevance for African Americans in the history of slavery in New Orleans. And I'll be doing a song, as I usually do, at the Tomb of the Unknown Slave by St. Augustine Church.
Okay, so we are out of time, but let us know where we can find more information about you, where we can buy your CD,
yes,
and once again, where we can see you sing.
Yes, okay, so MichaelaHarrison.net is my website. It's M-I-C-H-A-E-L-A, Michaela like Michael, Harrison.net. Everything is up there. My Facebook fan page is Michaela A. Harrison, just Michaela, the letter A, Harrison on Facebook. I always keep my gigs up there. And again, Cafe Istanbul. Thursday nights, Thursdays from 7 to 10 in the Healing Center on St. Claude. And wherever you see me, you can get my CD. I always have it with me. And they also have it at Community Book Center. They have it at Ashe Cultural Arts Center and Louisiana Music Factory.
All right. Listen to the music. Michaela Harrison, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Boo Boo.
Keep up the wonderful, wonderful work. Keep singing, and we will keep listening.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you.